Welcome to Born to Thrive, Going Deeper with God. Together, we will journey into the heart of God as revealed in His Word. Discover why we were created for more. I am so honored to have a very special friend of mine. Her name is Camille McMickle. We call her Camille Sings, right?
Yes.
And she's been on our show a few times before. And I am just thrilled to just have her with us today. And I really want to know about your heart. Obviously, we love your music. It is absolutely beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, especially the song Beautiful. It's gorgeous. So if you would just tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey to just become a worshiper. How did that start? How did you know that you were called to lead people into worship?
That has been a journey for me. I knew from a young age that I love God. I love to sing. I would be singing with my sisters, and I just really love to sing, but I didn't really understand worship until later on. And I think sometimes people misunderstand what worship actually is, because first of all, I believe worship is a lifestyle. When you worship God, it's a lifestyle.
We've talked about that so often on the show, that worship is more than a song. Can you talk a little bit more about worship and how you define worship?
How I define worship is, you know, when you're actually allowing yourself to, you know, be in the presence of God. And, you know, worship is so big that it's not just about Sunday morning,
right,
raising your hand up on the slow song that's leading into worship. That's not what worship is. Worship is a very intimate, deep relationship with God.
That's right.
And it's a journey for each and every person.
Yeah.
It's a different journey. I had to find my journey,
yeah,
to getting to worship. And it just comes from being, knowing who God is to you. And and everybody has a different way of expressing their worship to,
yes,
God. You know, it could be loving on somebody. It could be serving someone, giving. Worship is just a lot of different things, but I think when you're worshiping God is how you can better serve other people.
Well, that is so interesting that you're saying that, because this whole month we're talking about unity in the body of Christ, and you're saying that worship is me serving you and you serving someone else, that is an act of worship.
Yes, it really is. And when you get to the true worship, what God wants to see,
yes,
what He wants,
yes,
what, you know, and even down to the point of when I worship, I say, God, what do you want to hear?
Oh, you know? I love that.
Because, you know, there's been times where you may think, well, I wonder what the crowd wants to hear. But then you're like, no, God, what do you want to hear? Because there could be a specific person or song that's meant to touch a certain person.
Oh.
And so you wait. I wait for the leading of the Holy Spirit to say, sing, you know, what to sing. Or, yeah.
I can tell. Your music reflects that, actually. It really does
God.
Reflect that you're hearing from the heart of God, and then you're just putting it into melody. You're putting it into beautiful lyrics. But how you just described worship, I think, is such a, it's like a revelation, because worship is understanding the character of God and what pleases,
yeah,
God. And because it pleases God that we love on each other.
Right.
That
right.
is an act of worship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I feel that, you know, it's been for me just this whole thing of learning. I was brought up in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Where my father was a Baptist preacher.
Okay.
And we would sing in church and everything. And I thank them for, you know, leading us to God and teaching us. That's how we got saved and everything.
Yeah.
But then as you get deeper and, yeah, you go along your journey to finding God, it's just worship is so much more.
Yeah.
Because God wants us to get closer to Him. And it's so specific and unique. So everybody has their own journey to,
right,
worship.
I just love that. You know, one of the things that caught my attention too is when you said, no, I'm not going to just ask the question, what does everyone else want to hear? Mm-hmm. It's like, Father, what's on your heart? What,
right,
do you want to hear?
Right.
And so to me, that shows that your heart is really bent towards just bringing pleasure to the heart of the Father.
I think having the right heart posture is like one of the most important things to really having that pure worship with God.
Pure worship.
Yeah, exactly. Because God knows what's real and what's not.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
So I think that's like the very first thing is just that true and pure worship to God. So it starts with having the right heart posture.
So. I agree with that. So how did you get from where you were to where you are today? Because evidently just by listening to you sing, you can just feel the presence of the Lord. And so like, what do you do? Like, how do you connect with God? What is your, we call it the secret place here on our show. What is your secret place? Yeah, we have a segment called Secret Place.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yes. And so I'd love to ask worshipers, like, what's your secret place look like for you?
That would be just, I have like the corner in my house where I worship and go live and everything. A lot of times I just pick up my guitar and just start worshiping God.
Yeah.
Or it may start with me praying and then lead into worship.
Yeah.
It may start with him giving me a song, like literally putting song or a melody on my heart.
Yeah.
Or I may read a scripture.
Yes.
And then that will lead into me because all my songs are really from scripture. Mm-hmm. And so it really, I love to just worship and sometimes I'm just by myself, but it doesn't always have to be like that. Like you said, you could be in the shower and in the car driving and you can have a worship moment. That's what I love about worship. Worship really can happen anywhere. And God can meet you wherever you're at when your heart is really set on seeking him and wanting him. I mean, you can be, like I said, in jail. You could be in a car wreck, wherever, before you take a test, whatever it might be, you can ask God, just be, come into the presence with me.
Yeah.
And so, it really can be anywhere, but for me, it's usually in my quiet place, quiet time, like after I read the Bible or pray, or, I'm just working on practicing my music and stuff. And so,
you know, what? So something that you said that really caught my attention is that, you know, I can go into God's presence and I could play a guitar, my guitar, or I could just pray first, or like, it looks different. Like it's not like a lot of times I've noticed that a lot of times we try to have a checklist. And you know what? Worship isn't a checklist.
No.
And really there's no blueprint. It really is a heart posture, not a blueprint. Yeah. And how it looks for you and how it looks for someone else may be totally different. And yet we get there because it's a heart posture. It's a heart posture that says, God, I want to know you.
Right.
God, I hunger for you. I thirst for you.
Yes, absolutely.
And he just put it just music.
Right.
If you can sing, and if you can't, you still can worship. Still can sing.
It sounds beautiful to him.
It really does.
That's what's amazing about it. And I, you know, some people, they want to put a cap on things like, oh, we have a 10 minutes worship or whatever it might be. But the thing is, God really doesn't care about our programs and our agendas. He just wants us to worship him. And sometimes it may be, you know, a staying in his presence longer.
Yeah.
To get, you know, what we need.
Right.
So, yeah. And like you said, it's not only when you need something that, I mean, that's not, I believe worship is built on us having a relationship with God.
That's the key right there.
You wouldn't just go to someone, you know, just for something every time you want something.
Right.
So it's really, like you said, it's a relationship.
A relationship, and you can see that. So I'm excited because you have some new projects. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell me about your new projects.
Well, there is my new CD, which is called Journey to Worship.
Oh, boy, that's beautiful.
yes. And then, and it's just, it's original, all original songs like my other CD was. And the book, the new book.
Yes, she's got a book coming out. Yes, tell us about that. What's the name of it?
The name of
what's
it
is about?
Why Worship.
Yes.
And the why is like literally a why. with like hands lifted up, but why worship? You know, I really felt God really putting a mandate on me and just wanting me to share my personal journey.
Yes.
But to also, I think it's important for sometimes people to know why they are even worshiping or what is the purpose of it.
Yes.
And so that's what this book really talks about. It talks about the different chapters of different my journey,
yes,
getting to true worship with God.
I think that's so awesome. And you've got to get her new book, Why Worship, and her new CD called Journey
to Worship.
To Worship. And so now we're going to listen to you worship. So I can't wait to hear you sing. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
What a joy.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thank you. It's an honor.
Yes, you're so welcome.
If you are struggling in life, you are not alone. We have a Christ-centered mental health team ready to walk with you down the path of healing. To find out more, there is a link in the show notes. Consider becoming a financial partner with Building Bridges Ministries. The link can be found in the show notes. Together, we will multiply kingdom impact.
You said my face shines like the rising sun. As you complete in me the work you have begun. You said my hair is like the waves on the ocean while it's wet. Lips are the color of your sunset. You said the fragrance of my praise fills the room. Smells like flowers when they bloom in June. You said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. You said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. Help me see myself through your eyes, Lord, help me see myself through your eyes, you said I'm beautiful, you said I'm beautiful, yeah, I might have some bruises, some scrapes and scars. Life's beat up on me and let me down real hard. I took some damage, but I'm not defeated, no. I got knocked down, but I'm not destroyed. I took a hit, but God, you covered me. You picked me right back up, gave me everything I need. You said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. You said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. Help me see myself through your eyes, Lord, help me see myself through your eyes. You said I'm beautiful. You said I'm beautiful, yeah. So I'm gonna keep on shining, shining your light. I'm gonna keep on shining, shining your light, Lord. I'm gonna let your little light shine for me. Said I'm gonna keep on shining, shining your light. I'm gonna keep on shining, shining your light. I'm gonna let my little light shine, Lord, for you. 'Cause you said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. You said I'm special, unique, chosen and beautiful. Help me see myself through your eyes, Lord, help me see myself through your eyes. You said I'm beautiful. I'm the apple of your eye. You said I'm beautiful. Your beloved one. You said I'm beautiful. Fearfully and wonderfully made. You said I'm beautiful. I'm made in your image, yes. Made in your image, yes. Made in your image, yes. You said I'm beautiful.